This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Back to politics now. If presidential predictions are becoming clearer, there are Senate races tightening around the country, a lot of them, and we're back on their trail today to take a look at the races in two key states, Connecticut and Missouri. In Connecticut, Republican Linda McMahon has spent millions and produced strong TV ads in her second consecutive Senate bid, this time against Democratic Representative Chris Murphy. Missouri has become one of the most closely watched Senate races, due partly to Republican Representative Todd Akin's infamous claim in August that women rarely become pregnant from, quote, legitimate rape. He's looking to unseat Missouri's incumbent Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill. Despite early setbacks from his remarks, that race is once again close in an increasingly conservative state. Joining me to talk about both races is Jason Rosenbaum, political reporter for the St. Louis Beacon. Jason, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on.
And Colin McEnroe, host of the Colin McEnroe Show on WNPR Connecticut Public Radio. Colin, welcome back.
Hi, John. Hi, Jason.
So, Jason, let's begin with Missouri. What's the state of play right now?
Well, there was a poll put out by several media outlets that showed Akin within 2 points, which was a tightening measure from other public polls. It may not have anything to do with Akin's campaign significantly rebounding from that aforementioned incident in August that you mentioned. It may have more to do with the fact that Mitt Romney is, for all conventional wisdom, going to win the state of Missouri. The question is by what margin? And in that poll, it showed that Romney was going to win with 54% of the vote, which would be the biggest margin of victory by any presidential candidate in Missouri since Ronald Reagan in 1984, when he got about 60%. So the conventional thinking is if Romney wins the state by a 10-point margin or more, then Akin may have a chance because the people who are coming out to vote for Romney may vote for him. Now, there's a couple of ads from both sides out in the last couple of days, one from a Republican-aligned super PAC and one from McCaskill, which are trying to kind of cajole those Republicans who may be having lingering doubts about Akin. The Republican Now or Never PAC is basically saying, well, Akin may have said some dumb things over the last couple of months, but if you don't vote for him in, Mitt Romney won't have another senator to work with if he's president. And then you have McCaskill's campaign putting out something where it's reminding people that Mitt Romney had called for Akin to leave the race and how some former Missouri senators had asked him to leave the race as well. Both of those things are targeted at Republicans who may be uneasy with Akin because of the general election campaign he's run. And I think what it's going to come down to basically is whether some of those Republicans who come out and vote for Romney decide to vote for Akin or vote for the Libertarian or vote to leave the entire race blank for that measure.
So it's a question of, does Mitt Romney have coattails and are Republicans likely to split their tickets in 4 days when they go to the polls? That's Jason Rosenbaum, political reporter for the St. Louis Beacon. Hold on there, Jason. Colin McEnroe, what's the state of play in Connecticut right now?
Well, poll-wise, Chris Murphy had opened up a lead of 6 points in two very different polls, polls with opposite methodologies, the Rasmussen poll and the Quinnipiac poll. But because of the storm, there are, as Donald Rumsfeld would say, a lot of known unknowns and unknown unknowns. So the ground game is going to be a little bit hard to figure out. There's also a kind of startling development over the last 24 hours, which is that Linda McMahon's campaign, and this is an extremely well-funded campaign. She has bottomless amounts of money. She's basically been campaigning now for more than 3 years because she ran against Richard Blumenthal in 2010 and just sort of never stopped running. So she spent about $100 million now, and she has the opportunity to pursue all kinds of strange strategies. So she's got kind of an urban strategy, which Republicans in Connecticut typically don't do. They concede the cities in the last election. Dan Malloy, our governor, won New Haven by 18,000 votes. That's a lot. She's gone into New Haven and not only hired a lot of campaign workers, she's going into cities hiring campaign workers of color because in cities people need jobs. And so even if they're sort of more traditional Democratic voters, they're taking these paying jobs to help with turnout. She's also run a commercial that featured people of color who say that they're going to vote for Obama and then vote for her. And lastly, she's gone to court now, and this is today. She's sort of setting the table for a pretty litigious Election Day and post-election day. She's filed some challenges to the New Haven election processes, which, as I say, will be addressed somewhat in court today. And without getting too far in the weeds about it, I would just say they are the kind of challenges that you would file if you were going to be at the polls on election day contesting the legitimacy of certain voters who come to vote, and if you were maybe going to be in court in the days afterwards contesting some of the certification of results.
So hire your voters in the major cities of Bridgeport and Hartford and New Haven to try to get yourself elected if you're a Republican in Connecticut. And also, ticket splitting seems to be an issue there for the Republican. If Linda McMahon is going to have much of a chance, that's Colin McEnroe, host of the Colin McEnroe Show. These two races have some things in common, it seems to me. Jason, you want to call this one? Any idea? What do you think?
Well, it's going to be tough to call because it's going to be, I think, completely dependent on how Romney does. As I mentioned, there's some thought that Romney is going to win by a margin that hasn't been seen in a while. But conversely, since neither presidential campaign has really put a lot of effort, you could hypothetically say that, you know, that might not bolster Republican turnout as much as, say, in Ohio or Florida, where there's a big effort going on. So, you know, it's going to be completely determinant on the presidential turnout. On the other hand, there have been reports by my colleague Joe Manny's that the urban areas in St. Louis and Kansas City, the absentee balloting in St. Louis City and St. Louis County isn't at the levels that it was in 2008 when there was a big effort here. So I'm always hesitant to make predictions. I said yesterday that I would eat my shoe, for example, if Romney got 60% like Reagan did, and I don't want to be eating my shoe next week. But I think that if Romney is able to get not only a large percentage, but also a large margin of victory, then you may have a scenario where a lot of Democratic statewide officials, including McCaskill, could be in for a closer race than many national media people expect. But if it's closer, for example, if Mitt Romney only wins by 3 points or 4 points or something along that lines, then I think in that scenario, McCaskill may have more of an advantage than in a Romney landslide scenario.
All right. Jason Rosenbaum, political reporter for the St. Louis Beacon on the Missouri Senate race. Colin McEnroe, I don't even have time to ask you, so you're off the hook. You don't have to call it. Too close to call there in Connecticut. Colin, thanks so much.
Okay.
Colin McEnroe, host of the Colin McEnroe Show on WNPR, Connecticut Public Radio, and Jason Rosenbaum, political reporter for the St. Louis Beacon. Connecticut and Missouri, two of the tight Senate races around the country.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science. Neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.